Well, as I told you all last week, my first career was teaching. And the second teaching position I had was not a good one. It was not a pleasant experience. And yet, I had to get up every morning and go to work and perform my duties conscientiously and to be enthusiastic. Because, you know, you have to do that as a teacher. You got to be enthusiastic. But I hated it. Certainly not a very desirable situation to be in. Nor is it a desirable situation to practice a religion that is loveless. Sadly, I know that there are some people who do have a loveless religion, you know, who regard religion as a duty like paying taxes. You know, who feel compelled to come to Sunday Mass each week out of obligation. But God forbid that that Mass should exceed 50 minutes or an hour. And right after they receive communion, they go stampeding out the door. They can't wait to get out. Now, that doesn't happen much here because nobody who comes to this church expects Mass to be over in an hour. I mean, so all y'all are here because you want to be. So that's awesome. But, you know, I think when I see that kind of practice of religion, my feeling is, well, goodness, what's the point? Why bother? And the point of the dialogue between Jesus and the scribe in today's gospel is that the practice of our faith is far more important than the practice of a religion. And so the scribe says to Jesus, to Jesus' approval for his astuteness, he says, you're right, Jesus. Have you ever said that before? You're right, Jesus. No. You're right, Jesus. To love God with totally is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. In other words, he's saying that loving God is more important than the performance of a religious ritual when our heart is not there. And here the scribe was showing Jesus how well he knew the scriptures. I mean, after all, he's a scribe, he's supposed to. And he is echoing the word of God spoken through the prophet Hosea, chapter 6, verse 6, where God says, "Faithful love pleases me more than sacrifice. Knowledge of God than burnt offering." And you see, love of God is what makes it all worthwhile. Love of God is what makes religion live and breathe. Love of God is what makes religion a delight. Love of God is what makes life worth living and loving. Some of you who have ever called me at the office or at the rectory know that if you get the voicemail, there's usually a quote from a saint. So I see some people grinning. You know, some people actually call my voicemail not because they want to leave a message, they just want to hear what the quote is. So, but the other day, Gloria D'Alessandro left a message on my voicemail, and she ping-ponged one back at me. You know, she left me a quote, and it was this. Faith is not living a perfect life. Faith is loving a perfect God. And that's what the gospel is all about today. And what God calls us to is a total love. As you heard from the first reading, Jesus, when he is telling the scribe what the greatest commandment is quoting from the law, from the Torah, from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, in which God calls us to a total love. Love me with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength. And the Hebrew word that we translate as heart there means the center of our being and intelligence, the core of our being, our interiority. And God says, love me with all your heart. And the Hebrew word that we translate as soul means our exteriority, what appears to others. And God says, love me with all your soul. And the Hebrew word that we translate as strength means our muchness, that is, all of our property. And God says, love me with all your strength. To fall in love with God is a mark of mature faith. As children, we have a religion of obligation sometimes. We come to Mass because we have to, because we are told to do so. But if we grow into a mature faith, we move to love. How do we get there? How do we grow into this mature faith? Well, you all know how because of your own human experience. We all know that any friendship or marriage has to have its love nurtured. Otherwise, it dies. And so, for us to get there, to a mature faith, we have to nurture love for God through prayer. And so St. Teresa of Jesus, the great doctor of the church, exhorts us in the book of her life. She says, whoever has not begun the practice of prayer, I beg for the love of the Lord not to go without so great a good. And what is prayer? What is this prayer that Teresa is talking about? She goes on to say, for prayer, in my opinion, is nothing else than an intimate sharing between friends. It means taking time frequently to be alone with Him who we know loves us. So to invest in such a relationship of love for God is nothing odious. Rather, it is what gives meaning to our lives. And that is why God commands us, you must love me with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength. Because God desires peace and love for us. Jesus said He came to bring us abundant life. And God knows that our good lie in that relationship of love with Him. And that's why He makes it a commandment. And if we fall in love with God, then Mass erupts for us into a flame of love. No longer an obligation or a begrudging duty, but rather an experience of the living God. May He be praised forever. Amen.